Amanda McCree keeping you company this morning on 2NURFM. It's Wednesday, August 13, and it's also National Science Week. And with us to talk about what's happening at Newcastle Museum is the Director of Archive, Libraries and Learning, Julie Baird. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Thanks. And museum. I get to be the director of the museum too.
And the museum.
It's a pretty good gig.
That's fantastic. We know who to go to if we need anything.
Perfect. And this is like, this Science Week is like the museum's Christmas. This is like super exciting. There's so many things on right now.
Well, why is National Science Week so important?
Well, I think that, you know, the museum, Newcastle Museum, has always had a background of science. So we started as a hands-on science centre way back in 1988 and history. So for us, you know, we really want people to get involved in science and that citizen science idea, and knowledge is power. The more you know, the more you can understand. So we're trying to make scientists of tomorrow by doing super fun science activities now.
Well, can you tell us about some of the science talks that are planned for this week at Newcastle Museum?
Oh, my goodness. We started last week. We had quantum physics, which blew my mind because I'm not a scientist, right? And then we've got a talk on geology of Port Stephens. Now, that is sold out, so I recommend that you sort of check your website for details. There's still a few seats left for Adam Spencer's talk on Friday night. And so Adam is talking about AI and the future of AI and how we're going to use it, which I think for most people is actually a really significant change to the way that we live and study and learn. And so that's the big one on Friday night. On Saturday, we've got some hands-on activity for primary age kids and also for teenagers with the Brainery. And it's creating soccer-playing robots, creating sustainable architecture, and it's all sort of around those computer science and building skills. And then Sunday's the big one. So Sunday is the science festival. So it's normally the busiest day of the year at Newcastle Museum. We've got 33 community organisations and businesses coming in, including everyone's favourite, the Poo Palace.
I was going to ask you about that. So can you tell us a bit more about that?
The Poo Palace is actually designed to teach kids about digestion. And so it's been created by HMRI. So the science is awesome. But it's this giant inflatable digestive tract. So you climb in the mouth and you move through and you are food, and you discover how food gets broken down in ball pits, and then you go down the slide at the end. The Poo Palace is notoriously one of the most popular things at Newcastle Museum.
Well, kids love poo, don't they?
Sounds silly. You know, look, my husband had a great time going through it too. You know, like he got his crown to say he'd gone through that. But everything from, we've got people from the waste education section with a garbage truck, and kids can climb up and you can look inside and learn how the garbage truck works. And I think for an awful lot of children, that's like something that is such a constant in their lives. That's always really popular as well. But it's sort of like an amazing day of lots of different things going on throughout the day. So, you know, I think we've even got science cupcakes coming to us from a local baker, KT Bakes Cakes. And so we're doing a special scientific cupcake, including one that does pay homage a bit to the Poo Palace.
Right. I guess that will sell out quickly with the kids.
Everyone loves chocolate.
Yeah. Just don't think about it while you're eating. Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great week full of fun events. For anyone wanting to come along or book tickets, where's the best place to go?
Best place to go is to Newcastle Museum's website. All the information about what's on is there, including links to book tickets to certain things, programs and events. So please check that. And they also have all the times and everything that you will need to know. So come on down. It's a really nice free activity to do with your family on a Sunday.
Well, Julie Baird, thank you very much for chatting with us, and happy National Science Week.
Same to you.
Thank you. For more information about National Science Week or other upcoming events at Newcastle Museum, that website again, newcastlemuseum.com.au.